WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As the United Nations General Assembly convenes, the Secret Service says it cracked a plot that could have crippled telecommunications functions around the UN throughout New York City. The investigation's ongoing, but one source familiar with it tells ABC that authorities believe the plot's connected to the Chinese government. President Trump will address the UN today, a day after he suggested a link between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and autism. ABC medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narula says medical groups still say Tylenol is safe for pregnant women.
And contrary to what the president said, there is a downside to not treating fever and pain in pregnancy, which is preterm birth, birth defects, miscarriage, maternal anxiety and depression, and high blood pressure.
Closing arguments begin today in the trial of Ryan Ruth. He's the man of trying to kill then-candidate Donald Trump last year on a Florida golf course and is serving as his own lawyer. He faces life in prison. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. City leaders are getting closer to opening Madison's new homeless shelter, but they're also asking for help. Until the pandemic began, shelter services were not part of the city's purview. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
The system that had served Madison and Dane County for more than 35 years, relying primarily on faith-based organizations and private donations for shelter space, meals, and operations, collapsed in the wake of COVID-19. And while it is not traditionally the job of city government to provide homeless shelters, either here in Madison or around the country, it was the city and Dane County that stepped up to preserve and improve these vital services.
The city and county were involved in a few different projects, including the shelter site on Zier Road and a campground. Now, the next big project is the 24/7 men's shelter. It's on Bartolon Drive and will be able to house 250 people. The mayor announced yesterday that the city will be dedicating $1.7 million in the city's budget to the shelter. But here's the thing. It's expected to cost $4 million to run each year. That leaves a $1.3 million gap in annual operational costs.
I'm excited to announce today that a new private group called Shelter Friends will soon launch a campaign to help close the gap needed to make the most of this facility. We need the business community, philanthropists, Dane County, and Madison residents to help us.
Meanwhile, some advocates are concerned about the capacity. Porchlight's Zier Road shelter has housed more than 350 people, while the Bartolon Drive location will only have space for 250. At the start of this year, officials and volunteers did their yearly count. They believe there are about 800 people without housing in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched a spot in the playoffs for the Padres, their fourth in the last six seasons, the game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Currently, it's 62.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney James Santel as we discuss the Supreme Court's dismantling of all independent agencies. Oh my goodness. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX. Because silence makes you nervous.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap. Gab, gab, gab. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. Well, we'll take it somewhere.
All right, yes. Okay. Got a big story coming up. The big reveal from RFK Jr.
Oh, boy.
As said and passed along by Trump.
This is a good one.
I don't even understand that. You know, this is his big announcement. These are the big decisions that HHS is making.
Right.
And he didn't say anything. He's just...
he's off to the side.
He's in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
He did complain to Trump about, you know, don't say this. Don't. That's not necessarily true. But, you know, Trump said, the heck with you. I can say anything
right.
I want.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yes. It's 7 minutes past the hour. It's a cloudy start this morning. Some sunshine trying to peek through. Highs around 73 today, right now 61. And it's time for us to reveal the key word for this hour in our Go for the Green and Gold. Go for the Green and Gold. Text to win. Multi-state contest.
Yes.
It's multi-state now, John.
Wow, that's right.
Michigan, the Upper Peninsula,
yes.
And up in here in Minnesota.
They count now.
Yes. Well, this is your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every time you enter, it puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. Now, what you need to do is download the Civic Media app, find our station, WMDX, use the text button to send the keyword in to us before 8 a.m. What is the keyword this hour? Well, it is rival. Rival. That's R-I-V-A-L. Rival. Okay? You've got until 8 a.m. to send that in, but there'll be other chances and other keywords later today at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. In those hours, you can get other keywords and enter throughout the day here on Civic Media. Again, the keyword this hour is rival, R-I-V-A-L. Okay, good luck. We'll notify you if you are the winner.
All right, sounds great.
And you can go to civicmedia.us for all the rules. All right, well... Jimmy Kimmel's on the air tonight, by the way.
Yes, he is.
Just a real reminder, he's coming back. Yeah, boy, that'll be a big show.
Yeah.
See how they handle that.
Unless you have Sinclair Broadcasting, they're not going to have that show.
Really?
Can you imagine their ratings going down? I know late night isn't a big time for the TV stations, necessarily.
Now, here, the ABC affiliate is not owned by Sinclair. WKOW should be able to broadcast that.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So what do you have there?
Well, I've got the big story here and the big announcement. RFK Jr. had some big decisions to make, and he made them But that was conveyed through Trump. I don't know why.
They had a press conference.
Who knows why? Yeah, there was a big press conference. Please. So anyway, why don't we just get to these cuts? This is cut 169, and this is Dr. Trump, backed up by RFK Jr., who is not a doctor. Let's listen.
Hepatitis B is sexually transmitted. There's no reason to give a baby that's almost just born hepatitis B.
Hepatitis B. I would say
wait till the baby is 12 years old and formed and take hepatitis B.
They're formed by that.
And I think if you do those things, it's going to be a whole different, it's going to be a revolution in a positive sense in the country.
Right, it's a revolution right there. Okay, well, you know, I have to correct that. Sexual, right? Okay, well, anyway, early protection. Babies are particularly vulnerable to hepatitis B infection because they have come in contact with the virus during birth. Call that sexual, I'm not quite sure. Shortly after being born. Of course, getting the vaccine reduces the transmission of hepatitis B. Vaccination helps prevent the spread of hepatitis B from mothers to babies and among infants. The first dose is given within 24 hours of birth. So you don't have to necessarily have sexual activity to come in contact in childbirth.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go now. This is cut 172. I shortened this cut. We played it yesterday, but I made it a little bit shorter, so at least we got the idea that Tylenol does not cause autism. And this is, here, RFK Jr. and Trump announced no more Tylenol for pregnant moms, okay?
Okay.
Tylenol does not cause autism. This is Dr. Vin Gupta, his comment on it. Let's listen.
You know, this is one in the long line of what Kennedy does really well. He reprises this playbook of taking half-truths or low-quality data, claiming that others are hiding information, and then committing precious resources in this faux attempt at transparency. You know, he's done it with fluoride. He's done it with the measles vaccine. He's done with the COVID vaccine. Now he's doing it with Tylenol in the prenatal period, which, by the way, is important for women dealing with pain, pregnancy-related pain. This is not a small issue. And so let's get to the data here. What's happened over the last 20 years? We've gotten smarter. Science has changed. We have better research. And so, Mika, the new research has done something very different. What we know about autism is that what are true risk factors for autism are environmental risk factors like exposure to air pollution, genetic risk factors, maternal health, age of the parents at pregnancy. Yeah. We know these are all very familial genetic risk factors drive these increases in autism. And there was a large study published just a few years ago, looked at 25 years worth of data in Sweden. Hundreds of thousands of data points. Ultimately, 2.5 million children were studied over 25 years.
What did
that show, Mika? No link between autism and prenatal exposure to Tylenol. So the best quality data shows no link. He's looking at poor data, and he's making a mountain out of a mole.
And making public health policy.
Right.
Now let's listen to the actual chaotic announcement that Trump made, directing everybody to follow his orders. Let's listen. Let's cut 171.
Okay.
Cut 171. Let's listen. Go.
First, effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use have to take one because of acetaminophen.
There you go.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
The Amish. Yeah, virtually. I heard none. See, Bobby wants to be very careful with what he says, and he should, but I'm not so careful with what I say.
Oh, really?
You have certain groups. The Amish, as an example, they have essentially no autism.
Okay. All right, so there you go. Let's correct that one.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Amish not having autism, the misconception that the Amish do not have autism began with anecdotal reports, but has since been debunked by scientific research. Okay? So.
Okay.
And that's why Bobby, even Bobby Kennedy said, hey, back off on that. I can see anything I want. Damn it, I'm the president. Come on, people believe everything I say anyway, like CJ, he understands. He believes everything.
Can say anything he wants except acetaminophen. I can't say it either. Should we go to CJ?
Yeah, well, why not? You know, he believes everything he's heard from Trump so far, so let's see if he's gone ahead with this one.
Good morning, CJ.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. I love your introductions all the time. You lucked out yesterday. My phone was froze up this weekend, so I couldn't call you yesterday. But, the word of the hour, I think, is rival.
Yeah. Yes.
But what we witnessed this past weekend was a revival, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The tyrant dies and his rule is over. The martyr dies and his rule just begins.
Yes.
Well, we watched 100+ million live stream it. More and more watch Charlie Kirk's memorial this weekend than any civilian in the history of the world.
Well, you don't think it's like people maybe curious rubbernecking, like an accident, they had to see it, right?
No, I think that the word of God is being spread through this country through young men.
I don't think God would ever say some of the things that Charlie Kirk has said. I just don't think so. I have reservations about that one.
Okay, well, they had an event last night in Minneapolis. They had to turn away thousands and put them in the overflow like they did this event. Did you watch the event this weekend?
No, of course not.
Saw a few minutes of it.
Yeah, I saw a few minutes, but that's not really watching it.
Yeah, that's what you guys do. You watch little snippets of things, and then you pick and choose how you can attack your opponents or,
That wasn't a memorial service. It was a rally.
Yeah, it was a rally. It wasn't a memorial.
It was a beautiful Christian rally for a man who achieved something that,
What? What did he achieve?
Across the aisle, he took on all comers, kind of the way I come into the lion's den of WMDX.
That's right. We are playing the role of Kirk right now. And
allowing me to come into the lion's den, you guys do. But you've always been very nice. So it's never been an issue. But I think what we saw with Charlie Kirk, I saw him at his first event over a year ago now at the University of Wisconsin. Uh-huh. And there was 1,500 kids there. And, he took on all comers. Freedom of speech, he let people who disagreed with him, who hated him, walk up to a microphone and let them try to prove him wrong. And he did it with grace. And he humility, and he took their attacks.
That's not true.
And some he changed their minds, guys. It was beautiful.
Yes.
This is what this country's all about.
All right.
Persuading people.
All right. Well, I've got not only were we going to play this, but I have coming up in just a few moments, Michelle Substack. You might want to check her out. She is a former Turning Point USA worker. And she's come out, and she's telling her story about being part of Turning Point USA and warning others about that. Now, one of the things I have to admit, there was a graphic about Turning Point USA's current chapters, and there are 1,200 chapters in high schools, which is very sad and scary, 900 college chapters. I mean, they're going for the little kids here, in high schools.
They had 75,000 inquiries for new chapters.
Well, I had 62,000 plus
requests. That was prior to this weekend.
For new chapters.
75,000. God bless America,
now,
baby.
Now, here's a question, CJ, for you, okay, on this. This is the whole thing. Charlie is not around now, and so they're joining up, Turning Point USA leaderless, essentially. There's no one there.
There's no one there that's going to give the same message.
No one's going to be able to give the same message.
Not hear his widowed wife America.
Yeah.
Listen to that speech. You think it's
I heard
gone?
That. Actually, I heard that speech. Yep. All right.
All right, CJ.
CJ, thanks. Thanks for the call.
19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll check in with our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Get the inside on the outside, whether you like it or not, on WMDX.
WMDX, like a podcast, but lazier.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're having trouble with your hearing, do something about it. Talk with the good folks at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Call them and make an appointment at 608-249-4077. You can take an initial hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Don't let your hearing loss frustrate you anymore. They help John and Gordy hear better, and they can help you too. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This portion of John and Gordy is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Labor Day sale continues. Get a free box or platform foundation with your mattress purchase or upgrade to an adjustable base during the Labor Day sale through September. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to verlo.com.
City. I can't wait to feel my wheels rolling and I'm on my way. I've been gone so long now, I think it's a pity. Going back to Mad City today.
Capital City, Madison, John and Gordy. WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app.
Got a little sunshine peeking through the clouds over State Street this morning, it's right downtown. Right, yeah, it's looking not bad at all, but there were some clouds earlier, and we might get some more clouds a little bit later on.
I got a text here.
What do you got there?
I just want to make sure that, you know, Kurt, you can start listening to the station again. You said I switched to elevator music for the next 5 minutes when CJ was on.
Okay. All right.
Well, anyway.
Let's get to Brittany Merlot. She's patiently waiting for us. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy that you have some sunshine. I was shocked to see it on your face. I could see it.
Yeah. Just reflecting isn't that crazy?
Well, I know. It just came. I mean, it was really cloudy just 5 minutes ago, but now we're getting a little break here, just for a few minutes anyway. So what do we expect today? What do you think?
All right. So if you have any fog still lingering by you, it's almost gone. It's clearing out of here. We will see more clouds than sunshine, but hey, look, we still got spots of it.
Yes.
Highs comfortable in the mid-70s, and we're looking at all the rain staying south and into Illinois. So a rather dry day today. And then the only chance I'm really seeing is a few spotty sprinkles possible tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
We get a little cooler to about 70, and then it's done. We've got a high pressure that moves in and gives us sunshine all week into the weekend and into next week, too.
Wow. Oh,
man.
So looking pretty good.
Yeah, I preserved my deck a little too early.
Really?
Maybe it'll dry out, you know, with the water and the sealer.
Really?
Does it look okay?
It looks okay, but you know, it's going to be a big problem for me in the future. I can see that.
You got to have all of us over for it. You know, you got to, you know.
Yeah, big stairway,
a big opening. Yes,
ribbon cutting and everything. Huh?
It's a wood stairway. That's what I was preserving, not just the deck.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for explaining it.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
So it sounds great, fantastic, and the temperatures will be in the 70s. Is that what you mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
how? Much 70s through Thursday, and then we might be flirting with 80 for the weekend and into early next week.
Okay. And how are we doing on the fall color leaf change thing?
Yes.
Where are things going with that? It looks like some of them are changing quite a lot pretty fast around here.
They are. Right now, you're about 30 to 50% in some places. If you head up north, Green Bay is a good spot to stop. Go to Eagle River. Also, Medford and Spooner. So pretty much north of 29, once you start getting up there, it is popping vibrant. Wow. But that's headed your way soon. Ah!
I can't wait.
Beautiful. All right, Brittany. Good. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Have a good.
All right.
You have a great day. That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. We want to remind you, you can win a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza. We're celebrating the fact that they were nominated in the Best of Madison, along with John and Gordy. Of course, we didn't win. We didn't even place or show. Didn't get in the top three. We're not bitter or angry about it, are we, John? We're going to be okay.
We're just fine, you know, losing to somebody who does 1 day a week.
1 day a week.
1 hour.
1 hour.
Loser of the day.
Okay. Anyway, back to this. You can get a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza. And all you need to do is just go to our website, WMDXradio.com, enter to win. We draw one winner a week. We throw out all the entries and start all over again on Monday. So get in there. Enter.
All right.
You could win. Okay.
Cody is worried here. He says, if they put these turning point chapters in high schools and I hear about one thing of hate in those schools, that's 100% propaganda or indoctrination. Say something about it, Cody. Complain to your school. And, of course, we have your neighbors, I believe.
Yes, right there. Let CJ know there were more people watching Farm Aid and we were following the gospel of Neil Young. Okay. That's right. Farm Aid was this past week.
Yes.
With Neil Young and Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, the usual gang. Let's see. Do we have time to go to Charles?
Yeah, we got Charles, right?
Yes.
Let's go to Charles.
Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Sorry, CJ. Nobody wanted to watch the racist Klan rally. It was supposed to be a memorial for someone that was shot and killed, and you had Trump and Miller talking hate. Nobody wanted to see the Klan rally, and I think they have it all wrong. They keep talking about how this guy was able to go in and let people and he had debates with people. Did he ever have debate with grown adults? Or did he just go to colleges and debate 19, 20, and 21-year-olds?
That's a great point, Charles. Absolutely.
An adult that actually knew what they were talking about. And at the end of the day, I don't care how calm he was, and he wasn't always calm because he shut people down.
Yeah.
He still said horrific things about people of color, gay people, LGBTQ people. So that does not make him a saint. He's not a Christian. He didn't follow the word of Jesus. I'm not sure who I know who they follow. They follow Donald Trump. But they definitely don't follow a Jesus that accepted everyone.
Right.
Charles, great point.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I just want to play.
We got a minute here.
I do have something that's like a half a minute.
But all right.
I'm not going to get into it here. It's, Trump and his think, I can hate my opponents.
All right. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But I want to remind everybody, our key word this hour is rival. This is for our Go for the Green and Gold Text Win contest.
And that word is rival. Just download the Civic Media app. Find our station, WMDX. Text the word rival in before 8 a.m. You'll be in for a chance to win $200 cash plus a piece of gold jewelry. And you'll also be in for the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota in November. All right. 29 past.
Let's listen to a little gospel from Neil Young.
All right. Midwest Food and Farm Report's coming up.
Keep me searching for a heart.
WMDX, talk radio that actually talks to you.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Recently, a bill has been introduced into Congress looking to add more transparency in the fertilizer market and lower the prices for farmers. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report. And here to give more insight for why there's a need for this bill is Shane Goplin, a farmer with HV Acres LLC and member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association.
In transparency in the fertilizer market, we really don't know trends. From a farmer's perspective, on my end, we see that, it seems like if the grain prices go up, well, the fertilizer prices go up. Why? We don't know. It's just, kind of what we've gotten used to. But now we're, next year we're seeing fertilizer costs going up even more without the price of grain.
Shane Goplin says that they just want the answers as to why these things are happening. Why is fertilizer continuing to go up when the crop prices continue to go down? For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The Dairy Checkoff has introduced Smart Swaps. This is a dairy-focused initiative designed to help schools meet evolving nutrition standards and student expectations while using dairy. The goal is to find something that both students like and is good for them. In other news, Foremost Farms USA, a leading dairy cooperative and manufacturer in the Midwest, has announced that they have reached an agreement to sell their food service cheese business, including the 1950-127 brand. And to go along with that, all the related manufacturing equipment will be given to Wisconsin Dairy Distributing. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX. Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Current temperature, 61 degrees.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins me in studio. Then Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin talks about fall events. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Where the action is. Where the action is.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and it is a beautiful morning in Madison. We saw the leaf blower guy out on State Street, finally.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of him lately.
He's
but
dusted
now,
off that leaf blower.
Yeah, now that the fall leaves are starting to fall.
Well, yeah.
Maybe he's got some work to do.
Oh, he's got a lot of work to do. Oh, my gosh.
It is 7:35. Sunshine mixed in with clouds today, highs in the mid-70s, right now 63 degrees. And
All right.
Just watching our Scripps television here.
Yeah.
Cable, one of our own there, Kristen Lierley, on with Scripps News this
talking
morning.
About the Tylenol debate.
Yes.
There's no debate, really. You know, it's just...
Tylenol's okay.
It's mad science from RFK Jr. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to, we were talking about Turning Point USA, and I have a clip here from Michelle's Substack, okay? That's what she calls herself, and she was a former Turning Point worker, so let's listen to her story. This is the very first post that she's had on it, and she'll have a continuing series of episodes in the future. This is called 148. Let's listen to Michelle.
Hi, I'm Caroline, and I used to work for Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. So when I was 17 and I met Charlie Kirk and he talked about limited government and fiscal responsibility, it just made sense for me. And a lot of what I did was writing articles specifically designed to scare people, garner traffic, really just ratchet up the intensity of the political moment.
Well, that's honest.
And at the time, I thought that I was saving America. But then, in college, I was studying political science, and I started to learn how the world actually works. I started to learn about governance, about the importance of government, and what the government can do. And a lot of conservative politics stuff just started to not make as much sense to me. And that was so scary. In the place where I was at, your political view was like, number one, synonymous with your faith. It was like you almost worshipped politics and your political stance. It was so extreme that for me to question my political views was akin to having a crisis of faith. But I did have that crisis of faith. And the more I unraveled it, the more I realized that conservative politics just did not make sense to me, that I thought is unethical, that the right wing was getting more and more extreme by the day, and that I was not comfortable with it. So that's when I pretty much quit Turning Point. What is being done to the electorate is not okay. But I was scared and I was confused. And so it took me a really long time to really figure out what I believed. And now, the second Trump administration, I can't not talk about it. And so I want to share my experiences as somebody who used to be super conservative, who is now involved in liberal politics in small town Texas, and talk about how important it is for, if you are claiming a political party or political ideology, to really understand what it is you're talking about and what it is you're championing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
She's got more episodes to come. Again, that is at Michelle's Substack, and that's Caroline. All right.
Okay. Yeah. She makes all good points there. Yeah. I mean, she was all in, and now she's all out.
It's amazing how, you know, the message from MAGA or on the right or Republicans for many years is that government shouldn't get in the way. You should hate government. You don't want government to help.
Big
government. They can't. They make everything worse. Well, only on the right. Do they make things worse? It doesn't happen on our side of the aisle, but all right. I mean, we're pro-democracy here, okay?
Yeah.
I want to get to something also that came up during that whole memorial is that, you know, we're supposed to forgive and forget and patch things up, right? But Trump said no. He wants to continue to hate his opponents. So this is cut 166. A reporter asked Caroline Leavitt, what is this thing that Trump did there? You know, is he trying to tap things down a little bit or not?
Yesterday, so we heard from Erica Kirk. She said she forgives the man who shot and killed her husband. And then right after that, we heard from the president who said, I hate my opponent and I don't want the best for them. How does that square with bringing down the temperature of political violence in this country? And then if I could, I had a follow-up on Venezuela, too.
Look, the president is authentically himself. I think that's why millions of Americans across the country love him and support him, including Erica Kirk.
All right. Mm-hmm. Authentically himself, and that's the excuse for not tamping things. And okay. It just, yeah. Pouring more gasoline on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this happened recently. I thought this is interesting, maybe even a trend. A congressional candidate was thrown to the ground by ICE.
What?
Yes. And it was caught on camera. Now, of course, Laura Ingraham played it, and she celebrated it. I don't think she's fired yet, but I do want to play cut 167. Let's hear it.
Breaking news. I am now demanding a second Fox News host be fired by the network.
A Democrat congressional candidate who was thrown to the ground by an ICE agent. Good work.
She just very quickly says, good work. But if I scroll through this clip, you see Kat Abu Ghazaleh taking quite the fall. Like, why are these dudes in full military gear throwing congressional candidates to the ground? What a disproportionate use of force. That would smack if I were really thirsty for political violence at this moment. Multiple people called this out. Vanilla says, due to the new FCC rules, I can only assume Laura Ingraham will be taken off the air for promoting violence. Mehdi Hassan says, how is this not a fireable offense from Laura Ingraham? She is explicitly celebrating and endorsing and encouraging violence against Democratic congressional candidates by saying, quote, good work. Last week, a Fox News host said homeless people should be executed via, quote, involuntary lethal injection. This week, Laura Ingraham lauds masked ICE goons using violence against Democrats. And here lies the problem. There is this disproportionality, or let's call it this double standard of expectations. So Jimmy Kimmel gets his late night show pulled. Stephen Colbert, late night show pulled. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr then has these blatant, brazen contradictions where he makes jokes about who's next. Donald Trump makes jokes about, who is it? Jimmy Fallon is next. Seth Meyers is next. He's making jokes about maybe The View. Maybe The View should be investigated is what Donald Trump is saying.
That's right.
Very clearly threatening shows that disagree with him. But then Fox host Brian Kilmeade can go on air and call for the involuntary lethal injection. The double standards are sickening.
That's right. And, you know, I have to say, though, I think this is going to become a meme, you know, a gotcha kind of mega meme of hypocrites celebrating violence against the left. I have a feeling that this is going to hit the fan and in not a good way for the mega contingent and the cult.
Well, it'll be interesting to see whatever Jimmy Kimmel has to say tonight.
That's right. Disney came out with this. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. I'm sure they were very thoughtful. And after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. And Sinclair Broadcasting says, no way.
They're not having
it. We're sticking to our guns on this thing. Okay. Now, I just found this absolutely hilarious. This is, you know, the big thing was that autism was caused by Tylenol, according to the administration and to RFK Jr. HHS, which is completely wrong and just fabricated. So this is our healthcare system that we know today. Okay. All right. So anyway, Trump went on and on about the numbers in autism. And you don't. Well, okay. We're going to play it for you anyway. I was going to say you don't want to hear it, but we're going to play it for you because this is just way over the top. This is too bizarre. It's 160. And this is Trump explaining the numbers. Let's listen to this.
Okay. All right.
And we want things to take effect immediately. Let's say 15 years ago, they had 1 in 10,000 were born with autism. And now it's, think of it, 1 in 12, 1 in 10. Boys, 1 in 10 or 12. Two different studies.
Okay.
Girls, it's 1 in 20. Can you imagine 1 in 20? And let's see, 22 years ago, it was 1 in 20,000. But it got down to 1 in 10,000 about 17 years ago. And now it's...
Okay, I just want to... I just want to pause here a second. He's making all of this stuff up.
He's just riffing.
He's just saying numbers. And okay, let's listen. Keep going.
It's 1 in 12. Actually, boys are 1 in 12 and 1 in 10.
Okay.
I mean, can you imagine 1 in 10? And it was 1 in 20,000.
What?
So there's obviously something artificial that's really wrong.
Yeah, that's it right there. So, you know, it's just you know. How can he keep the numbers straight? Seriously, he's never been able to tell the truth first, but secondly, he is not a detail person in any way, shape, or form, and he's throwing out these numbers. You know, it's almost like, well, you know, we're going to give discounts for drugs 500% here, 1,000% there. He doesn't know numbers whatsoever, but he did this, and I just it was stunning. I just love it.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Dick is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Good morning. And the numbers that he does know, he doesn't want us to know. For instance, yesterday, the inflation numbers. Well, we're just not going to tell anybody about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I predict today there'll be something really stupid in the next 2 hours because he's speaking to the United Nations.
Oh, no.
You know where that's going to go.
Oh, God. God help us.
The divider-in-chief is going to speak today, and the divider-in-chief and the leader of the divided states of America. That's what he's done.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Well,
numbers coming out when he does finally... you know, get the numbers on inflation.
That's right. They're holding back the numbers. We don't know what's going on.
Well, they have to adjust. We're going to adjust them.
Well, isn't that just an indication, the tip of the hand, maybe, that they're not so good? All right.
Probably.
Yeah, what the hell,
just
you know?
Tell everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, we're holding the numbers.
All right. Now, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend. He's a press guy now, and he asked Trump, what do the Democrats stand for? This is cut 171. This is the answer that Trump gave. Let's listen.
First, effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians.
That's not it. Okay. All right. I don't know. It's one of those cuts near there.
One of the near?
It's got to be 170.
Now you're having trouble with the numbers.
You know, when I start getting into the triple digits, I'm all confused.
Okay.
You know?
All right. We got a minute. Let me look.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let me just remind everybody
one
more time, because we've got a little time before 8 o'clock rolls around, that now's your chance to win or enter to win the Go for the Green and Gold Text Win Multi-State Contest, your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every single entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. So this keyword this hour is rival, R-I-V-A-L. That's rival. Got to get it in before 8 a.m. Download the Civic Media app. Find our station, WMDX. Coming right back with more. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives by improving their hearing. They offer fast and flexible appointments with individualized care. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com and take a free hearing test online. They help John Peterson, they help me, and they can help you too. Call them at 608-249-4077. Don't let hearing loss frustrate you anymore. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Cheese curds and craft beer, progressive politics and football fans. Only Madison could make it all work together. We're the radio station that gets it, because we live here with you. 92.7 WMDX, serving up real news and great conversation about the things we care about, the things that make our city absolutely irresistible, keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
This portion of John and Gordy is brought to you by Verlo Mattress East and West in Madison. There's a Labor Day sale going on through September. While supplies last, get a doorbuster queen-size mattress for $299 or king-size for $399. Ask about their deals on adding foundation. Go to verlo.com.
Get on the good foot.
Get on the good foot.
John and Gordy in the morning. Hope you're having a very good morning. WMDX 92.7. Text us or voice note us or give us a call as well. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, 608-879-8255. And I was mentioning right before we took a little time out there, the text to win contest, go for the green and gold. Still have a few more minutes till 8 a.m. to get that keyword in. Keyword is rival and up for grabs, $200 cash plus a piece of gold jewelry, and every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for an indoor club level tickets, a pair of tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. Yeah, a bunch of people have entered here at the last minute, like Cliff and McFarland, Terry from Cross Plains. You still have a few more minutes to get in on this. Bob from Madison is in, Dana from Sun Prairie. The list goes on and on. Jeff from Madison. Getting in entries from all over. So that's get right. Your entry, and you got a few more minutes. Text to win for the go for the green and gold contest. You can get contest details at WMDXradio.com or civicmedia.us.
And that game's going to be good. The Minnesota Vikings versus the Green Bay Packers. That's going to be a great game.
That's the game, Minnesota, yep. Green Bay.
That's Green Bay, one to yes. watch.
Yep. Yep.
Definitely yes. A big game.
Okay.
All right, now, just after ripping into Trump for not getting his numbers straight, I made mistakes.
Started having trouble with your numbers.
I can't get my numbers
the
straight
confusion
either.
Confusion just anyway. Is contagious. Yeah.
So anyway, that 171 turned out to be a 161. So let's listen to, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend asking Trump, what do the Democrats do? Well, let's listen.
Okay.
Clinton had a very welcoming message today, welcoming people to the Republican Party. Love of country, love of family, love of God. So I asked you, what did the Democrats stand for at this point?
I think chaos, confusion, anger. They're losers. They don't even want to extend the, you know, the opening. We have a very successful country. If we gave them everything they wanted, they're deranged. If we gave them everything they wanted, they wouldn't extend. But no, they're angry, and they took a big loss. I think they stand for chaos.
Well, that's it.
They stand for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. They stand for
well, yeah. Oh, yeah. So there you go. You ask a simple question, you get a dumb answer.
I wonder if they just can't stop him from talking, even on, especially on the plane. When he's on Air yeah. Force One, it's pretty much anything goes. And he just comes out because he wants to stretch his legs and meet with the press for a couple of minutes, and then here comes the ramble.
Yabber, yabber.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Now, he also went on and on about the cities that he wants to invade. And,
oh, boy. Basically... really? Who's next?
Well, you know, somebody's thinking, you know, this is a blatant act of treason that a president would openly come out and say he's going to invade cities. But it's true. And this is cut 163. Let's listen to this.
Okay. 163.
And I think we're getting great marks for it. People feel safe. Washington, D.C. is just the beginning. We brought the numbers down in Chicago a little bit by having the FBI in there for the last 5 months. We brought the numbers down in Memphis a little bit, but now we're going for the big one. Now we're going to go for the big one. But we set ourselves up very well in Chicago, Memphis, New Orleans a little bit, going in early just to see what was happening. We study it. We're studying the site. It's sort of like war. I mean, I hate to tell you, it's like uh-huh. war. Some of these people are really bad. They're really, really sick people. Yeah. They're dangerous people. They're killers. They're murderers. Drug dealers. And can have it. You can't have a country like that.
So somewhere along the way, and I'm trying to clarify here, mm-hmm. he's saying that we can't have those people in this country. Is there a way to completely eliminate criminality in this country? Everywhere?
So.
Is that
it's not
you know possible. There may yeah, he can reach pretty high on this thing. But yeah. we're not getting rid of the criminals mm-hmm. and the bad elements in no. society. Whether they're in the city or in the rural areas, they're going to be here, you know, and that's why we have the police, the FBI, that's why we investigate right. these things so we can discover who they are and arrest them.
Right. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. Huh. Got a couple of minutes here. Trace yeah. is calling from Portage. Good morning, Trace. Hey, what do you got for us?
Hi, good morning, guys. I just wanted real quickly that that clip you played from the woman from Turning Point. I can really relate to that. I was raised evangelical Christian, which was akin to almost Hitler Youth, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind people that these people, these extreme Christians, view this as spiritual war. So in their faith and their politics are tightly wound up. My mom is still a hardcore Trumper, and she doesn't want to be in the group chat with me and my brother anymore because of it. But these people are intrinsically tied to their faith, and they view it as a holy war that's really happening right now.
Yeah. That's right.
So
yes.
they don't view us as political opponents. They view us as literally the devil. So I think that's an important distinction to make when trying to talk to these people, because they view us as inherently evil in a biblical sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank exactly
that's
right.
A good
Trace,
point, Trace,
thank you for that call.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah. You know, after listening to that, my mega friend in Milwaukee, he's a born-again Christian, always spouting Bible passages to me, and I keep telling him, stop it, because I don't want you forcing your stuff on me. But I told him, he says, why don't you just, you know, come, you know, turn to the light. Mm. And I said, you know what? I can't do it now because Christianity has become political.
Yeah.
And it's your politics that has tainted Christianity. Mm-hmm. And there is no way I would join anything that is anywhere near what you're espousing. It's yeah. just, it's a horrible, horrible, ugly side of religion.
Mm. Yeah, there's a new book by John Fugelsang yeah. called Separation of Church and Hate. And we want to try to reach out to him and see if we can get him on the show. It's really fascinating. That's got to do it for us for today. Coming up next is Stephanie Miller. Tomorrow, Mike McCabe will join us, as he does every Wednesday. That'll put a cork in the bottle.
That's about it for us. It's time to drink.
John, have day drinking is back. Have a great day. So long.
All right.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Secret Service says it's thwarted a plot that could have crippled telecommunications and law enforcement functions in New York City just as the United Nations General Assembly gets underway. ABC's Eric Katursky has more.
There are no arrests yet. The apartments where the equipment was found were empty. Investigators suspect the alleged plot is the work of a well-organized and well-funded group that law enforcement sources say is believed to be linked to China.
President Trump will address the UN General Assembly today. He, Monday at the White House, said that pregnant women should not take Tylenol during pregnancy because of the potential for an increased risk of autism. But a number of medical groups have said that decades of studies have not found a causal link between acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, and autism. Jimmy Kimmel's show returns tonight after a suspension from Disney, the parent company of ABC News, over comments Kimmel made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. This is ABC News.